Hey, Cornerstone. Today's Cornerstone Connection comes from Ephesians chapter 2. Years ago, when I was in seminary, one of my friends took a preaching class with Dr. Erwin Lutzer. You might know that name. He's written a number of books, and he was the pastor at Moody Church. Well, Dr. Lutzer took his preaching class out to a cemetery, and he told his students to preach at the gravestones and see what sort of response they get from these dead people. So can you imagine this, a bunch of preaching students in seminary giving their best sermons to these graves? You can only imagine the response. The response was silence. There was no response from these graves. Dead people remained dead. You see, in Ephesians chapter 2, Paul paints a picture of our spiritual condition apart from Christ. And he says we are dead in our sins and trespasses. And that is a hopeless and perilous position to be in. In fact, look with me in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Paul says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked." Wow. We were dead in our sins. And he's talking to everybody, both Jew and Gentile. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And this is also true. He says, all were once following the course of this world. We were following the value systems of this world. We were living in moral decadence. We didn't have a relationship with God such that our mind had been set upon him. No, our mind was set upon this world. And he says, you were following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. That's the devil. Now, we weren't like worshiping the devil, but certainly we were following the ways of the devil, living in rebellion against God. And Paul goes on, among whom we all lived in the passions of our flesh. You see, the problem isn't just the devil. The problem isn't just the world. The problem is in me. It's in you. It's in all of us. We are sinners by nature. We have a sin nature in us in which it beckons us to follow after sin and to continue to live in rebellion against God. Paul paints a very dark picture of our condition apart from Christ. We are dead in our sins, following the world, the flesh, and the devil. This is a hopeless position to be in. How can dead people be responsive to God? They cannot. Unless, of course, Almighty God acts upon them. Unless Almighty God sets his love upon them and exerts his power upon them such that he raises the dead to life. That's what we're led to in verse 4, some of the most powerful words in all the Bible. After describing a very dark picture of the human condition, being dead in our sins, Paul says, but God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. We have a God who raises the dead. He raises the spiritually dead. There was a time in our lives when we had no relationship with God, no love for God, no affection for God, no desire for God. But God acted upon us, and he spoke his gospel to us, and he awakened our cold, callous hearts and gave us a new heart that had warmth and love and affection for him. And we experienced salvation, and it's all by grace. By grace you have been saved. And that leads us to verse 8. Paul says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. Church, your salvation is completely a work of God. It is a gift of God. You were once dead in your sins, and God, through Christ, awakened you, resurrected you, and called you into relationship with him. And now we get the privilege of going out into this dying world and proclaiming the gospel, which is the power of God for salvation, that people who are currently dead in their sins might live right now in relationship with God. We get to preach a gospel that is so powerful that people who are dead can be resurrected to a newness of life, not because of anything we do, not because of any power within us, but all because of what God does and is doing in this world today. God is continuing to resurrect people from the dead as they place their faith in Christ. And it is all by grace that we experience salvation.